Are you in?
I'm in.
Alrighty then! Oops, HP crashed. Pa! Can I burp?
No.
Hello. Alrighty then. Fun is the watchword. What's the watchword? What's the watchword? Gerald?
Hello.
Yeah, I sung a little bit. Oh, you're recording. Hey, that changes everything. That's like putting money on a pool table, you know? You put the money on a pool table, and that's what separates the men from the boys, eh? The bottom line. I wrote a song today. Kind of a simple song. But I forgot it. So, you know, it's still in the log somewhere, but heck. I put the lyrics in the, posted them in the IRC channel there. Had a really nice visit with Grace Note today. He's a musical sort. What are we to talk about? Zonocentric. What's that mean? Let's see, 43. Oh, yeah. See, that's what's cool about duration timers. Is they just, you set them and then they count backwards so many minutes, and you just always know how much time is left. It's a whole lot easier than tracking absolute time, unless you do have some sort of time zone management. That little link to the fun with time zones, did you see that? Good registration of Dean McLean. What does that mean? What does that mean? Dial one, Dean McLean. Oh! Mr. McLean.
Hi, DM, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Say hi to John, Russ, and Gerald.
Hello, everybody.
Are we going to call you DM, or do you have another name we'd like us to refer to you by?
What? Yeah. I'm here. Yeah. We may have a surprise visitor.
Can you hear me, Russ?
Already.
Yes, I can.
You sound a little better tonight.
I don't have my headset turned on, so I'm hearing you from my computer speakers. And it's a little faint. You guys are probably talking okay levels. I just haven't turned it down a little.
Okay, there's our surprise guest is in the room. Ask him if he sees anybody he knows. Funny where you see people. This is like a... Hello, statue.
Call me.
What's happening, Captain? Craziness. Oh, I got one in my hand. I am very indoors, yes, nice and warm and cozy. Oh yeah. Yep, it's good to be out of the cold. Oh, you gotta go outside to smoke? Okay, well you got my number now. On who? Oh, you're not hanging up. Okay, cool. What's temperature down there? Georgia! Let's see, you're Eastern time, aren't you? Cool. Yeah, you don't want too much technology, it'll ruin you. You know what I'm saying? In the sun. Yeah. You need an array of sensors really to have anything that's worth anything, you know what I'm saying? Well, I'm working on a generator that runs off of atmospheric pressure changes. It's kind of like a Stirling cycle. You got it. A lot of stroke. Did what? Yes, I did. I made it all the way up. I just talked to some real heavyweight people today. Really, nice people. Met a feller named, see if he's in the channel. He's not in here right now. His nick is Grace Note. One of the coolest nicks I've ever seen, I think. Grace Note. Well, he's over on Wikicast. Have you seen this Wikicast thing? Wikicast. Yeah. Well, I'm lurking in, who? Wikio. A D? No, it's just Wikio. Wikio. And then Wikipedia. And Wikiversity. That's my new squeeze. Wikiversity, I love this gal. Mute my mic.
Hang on, I gotta sit there on my head and I'm talking at a teleconference. I apologize.
Hello.
Hello.
Talking to... Can I tell him? Sure.
Hello.
Tomahawk on land line. Here we go. Yeah, they could hear my side of the conversation. Yeah. Well, sure, why not? I thought I'd heard you before. I think I heard an OGG file you did. An OGG? Maybe, no. Yeah, might have been it. How's old Barbara Kane doing? Seems extremely, not here. Yeah. What's the... Yeah. Yeah, I was there. Yeah, I just happened to, step in there. I still got the log. Yeah. Oh, you called him. Mythology? What? Really? Mythology being created. Yeah? Went over my head. Kind of like carbon tux. Like carbon tux. Carbon ditux. CO2 tux. And ozone farm today. Yeah, I just went right over his head, didn't I?
Tux.
Yeah, that kind of went over my head. Similar fashion. Just not ready for it, I guess. You drinking beer tonight? I ran out of beer last night. We did a second session last night. We're doing this voice over IP thing. It's kind of a... You've heard of Asterisk? We got a guy that set us up an Asterisk hub, and we're dialing into it. Yeah, you need to dial in here. Let me give you the IP number. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Viewing, Wikiversity, we got a learning projects, thanks. Content development groups that focus on particular topics. And of course, I got in the CS department right away, the School of Computer Science. And what an introduction.
But we're, you know, we're, it's the learn by doing. It's learn by doing. And man, there's a lot of stuff to do. Therefore, there's a lot of stuff to dump, to learn, you know. So we've got, be better to hear both of you. Well, here, dial in. Let me give you the number. Hang on. You're going to tune to... Oh, no, no, this is a server IP. Oh, you don't have that. Ah. No, we're SOL then. Oh, I could do like a modem and just put you up to the... Here, I'll do it. I just married the headset with the computer. Alright, Fungal, you're on.
Fungal, can you hear us? Hello, Fungal. I can hear just a little.
Banter? Hello?
What?
Banter.
I heard banter.
You said banter.
What the hell kind of crazy
hookup
do you have now?
I've got voice over IP through air on landline. It's a landline interface, very high tech. I'm holding the mic up to the receiver on the landline.
It's recorded on a floppy disk and distributed by SneakerNet.
Come back. No, you just get Mosaic. Mosaic. It's a plug-in. Firefox.
Do you hear us?
You get Mosaic plug-in for Firefox, and then you tune to a server that's running Asterisk, and boom, you're in. You dial one. The phone number is one. Phone number is one. I think. Oh, Mr. McLean can hear me. Hey, McLean. Huh? No, D.M. Clean. That guy. He's on here. He can hear us. History Buff can hear us. Anybody else? Yeah, well, I've just got, I can't hear either. If somebody's talking, I can't hear them. Everybody says this is real one-sided. It's all me. It's all...
Do you hear me?
And I changed my name to Yeoman. You know why I did that, right?
Can anyone hear me?
Well, it goes back to the farm metaphor. To drive a tractor, I have to be human. And if tractor really is going to be a bot, you know, he's got to have a human driver. So I quit using tractor, and you know, he's still a pseudo bot, but he's way further along now. He's actually going to be running Poe, Perl Object Environment. And I got some help on it finally, so. Tractor's gonna be real. And it'll have the beam mode and the flying tractor mode too, the sky tractor thing. Anyone able to go into the whatever? Okay, well, I'm gonna shut up for a while and let Hello? Okay, now. Gentleman is clear as a bell. Yes, I have you on the left side of my face, and I have the VOIP experiment on the right side of my face. It's pretty weird. It's like asymmetrical stereo. I don't know. Gerald? Gerald, do you know? Gerald, do we have where you can dial into this system from a regular phone? What phone number? Now I have to interpret whether I should be offended by what Gerald said. I don't know. I'm not sure if I agree after hearing him ramble on for a few days now. I don't know what that means. We could do phone numbers, but it's not enabled yet. Okay. That's coming. Hey, you got your browser in front of you? You want to see the docs? No, I mean you can just read and know where. You don't care, do you? Gotcha. Well, it's all in the beer. Oh, we talk about. I can't get anybody to talk about beer with me. Well, except for Mest Rocker. Now that dude can talk about some beer. DrunkenSysAdmins.com, is it still up? Was it .com or net? You have all three. That's right. Yeah. DrunkenSysAdmins.org. Yeah. I'll have to look. Oh, no, there won't be anything there. That's just a name you gotta hang on to. That's classic, man. That's because the drink is hot over there. Berlin. Well, yeah, we drink it cold over here, but in Germany, I hear they drink it warm. Is it true? I've never been. That's a cat. Meow. I just let you in, crackhead. Now the cat wants out. Room temperature. What's the main problem with cell phones, Fumble Monk? No. Right. Or you push a button that you didn't mean to push. Yeah, you'd be trying to hold it. I'll tell you what, wireless headset, now that's the way to go, right? What could be better than that? I mean, just this headset. Got it at Radio Shack for $10. Shoot. Bluetooth. He's right there. Type to him. Me and Fungal Monk go way, way back to the, it was the 50s, wasn't it? It was the late 50s, I believe it was. 68. Yeah, it was the late 60s. All four Beatles were still... Beatles were still together. Yep. Way back. So you got, like, unlimited long distance? That's awesome. Man, I can probably rig up some sort of... interface. It's all about interfaces. For what? Ozone Fest. Where will that happen? Now you say we. Okay. Is this going to be in person or online? Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to try to find the... He's in Rome, Georgia. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that was a... Northwest Georgia. Yeah, that's better. Generic. Man, I gave them my exact coordinates. They could bomb my mailbox if they wanted to. McLean in here, he works for the Hubble project. Oh, I hear somebody talking. I hear somebody else.
Oh, I was muted. That's why no one could hear me.
Yeah. I can hear it. I played the guitar on over here, over the thing for these guys. Oh, I got an OGG file. We got an OGG file up. Sure do.
Yeah, it's a song. It's called
Wiki. Oh. Here's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get the foundation to give us an old server, you know. That's you know, spent that we can play with. We want to call it the sandbox server. Yeah, where we can have shell accounts and get on there and try stuff for experimenting, you know. A lab. Computer programming, web design, all the different courses we have.
Russ, can you hear me?
So we'll have this, I have something to play with, you know.
Can you hear me?
I hate this person.
That's what our teleconference is supposed to be about. Yeah, the Wikimedia. Yeah. Wikimedia Foundation. You got your basic, very large nonprofit. I think they raised $1 million this last fund drive in about a month. About a month and a couple of weeks, maybe, month and a half. Cool million. Buy some bandwidth. And see, that's the thing. We got to come up with a platform that's self-funding somehow. Something that
does it stop?
It doesn't cost a whole lot, or is able to generate. But you know, shoot. Everything's a challenge, you know. Yeah.
Do you hear me?
We can hear you.
Tax season. Are you still there at the same place, huh? Man, that's sustainability there.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Well, can't be.
Just have to talk around the human here.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some people coming through now.
Charlie.
Wait a minute. Let me see if I can swing this around. I've got to relay it. I gotta get the cords all tangled. Ouch.
Myself with a cigarette.
All
right. Too much.
I didn't care if Charles were it, maybe we could all just turn up our volume.
I've got some headphones on, and so I hear everyone and Charlie very distinctly.
What Charlie?
We can view them right on this side if it gets too distracting. We can actually mute Charlie out of the podcast. He'll be able to hear us, but we can't hear him if his talking is being too distracting.
You can do that?
Oh yeah.
I don't. Where do you set that?
I never went to college. Huh.
It's actually on the server.
Oh.
If we get a semi-permanent home for this, I'll set up a little web interface so whoever's checking the chat will be able to fiddle with it.
Between half and full.
Huh. Okay, well, I can hear you.
Is that
who
right?
Else is on here?
I would.
You would?
Beer in, beer out.
Is there DM Clean on here?
I actually just got an account, so if you watch the screen, if you haven't seen here, if you channel and not hear us,
McLean.
Mr. Raffone.
They're trying to talk to
me. Agent Mr. Raffone. Mr. Raffone.
Mr. Raffone, please pick up the new courtesy phone.
Huh? Oh, yeah. That's what it seems like.
No, the blue courtesy phone.
No, not that one. The one next to it.
Have you run Astro?
It's airplane.
This is a test. This is only a test.
This is a real
The following emergency instructions would be applied.
Someone heard me.
The only thing with Charlie is that we're getting an echo, so it's a very slight echo.
Next up is video.
I don't think so.
I think that we're still a couple steps away from the video.
I can do video with Skype.
We can't do video with this software,
Okay. This is Dee McLean. My first name is Donald. No relation to the singer.
Your microphone is as good as Charles.
Is that good or bad?
Well, there's microphones that seem to dominate the conversation, and there's microphones you can't hardly hear. If you turn up the volume, you can hear the ones that are soft, and if you turn up the volume on the people who are microphones are good, you blast out your speaker, and consequently crash history buffs. Gerald.
That didn't answer my question. Do I have a good mic or a bad mic?
You have a good mic.
Okay.
Signals 10-4. Just don't talk on a cell phone conversation in the background and everyone will be fine. So, what are we supposed to be doing on this chat here?
I thought we were talking about the sandbox server.
Anyone have a free server?
No.
I have a free robot. I think we need to flesh out some more problems on the wiki first before we start playing around with Sandbox server, but can't you just turn somebody's computer into a server?
I don't have a disk space for anything like that.
Me neither.
I use my computer for a DVR, and so I'm constantly very low on disk space.
I use mine for the Folding at Home project, screensaver projects.
Now, who is it that I'm talking to right now?
This is Russ.
Oh, okay. I knew that you weren't Yeoman, but
big feedback here. Ah! Bad volume. What's really scary is that we're that's what we want.
And what's really scary is
Hello. Harold?
I'm here.
Can you go to your volume and raise your mic input? Registered
channel. I don't think this client has it, but I'll look at it right now.
Might have to find the mic and hold it up to your mouth or something. Well, do you want me to read through the Wikiversity Sandbox server page? Wikiversity has adopted a learn-by-doing model of education. Wikiversity participants need to be able to take part in collaborative learning projects that involve web page creation, editing, development beyond the limited Wiki user interface. Wikiversity participants, particularly in the computer science area, need to access a server that would be useful in projects for fostering learning. This page is to brainstorm, collate, and discuss ideas for the computing resources that Wikiversity needs to support. What is that heavy breathing? Is there a monster on?
Well, my grandson has called me a monster, but...
Then identified uses. There, now my mic is a little bit softer, right? Actually, that sounds louder. That's weird.
Okay, I turned my mic down as well. There, I turned it down even more.
Now, if we could just get Charles to turn down his mic, we could then all just turn up our volume. Yes, we can still can hear you. Miss Gerald?
Right in. You do.
The book of the Bible?
I think Charlie thinks his mic is off, but it's actually still on. I think he hit mute and he muted us instead of himself.
Maybe he has one of his box mics. Okay, he's muted.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, now we can now we can turn up the volume. I'm still getting that the hearing of digital rain in the background. Okay, and guess everyone can now talk. What do you want to talk about?
Mm-hmm. You should probably talk a little bit about the sandbox. You got through part of the page there. I'm not sure what you're doing with that. If you actually want to post that as some kind of a feedback mechanism, or just exercise, something we could do.
Oh, do you want to read through it?
I'm a terrible reader.
Okay. Well, it says that Knesset has some servers already in the WMF group. Did we steal borrow one of those?
Oh, you mean the Yahoo server?
What is that noise in the... Do you hear that noise in the background?
I hear something in the background. There might be some timing artifact in the audio stream.
Just think of it... Think of it as digital rain.
Digital white noise.
It just sounds like somebody's dripping water into a bathtub.
Russ, do you know about the Knesset?
I don't know. I keep on spelling Knesset. That's the Israeli parliament. Who's this? Knesset. Apparently.
Whatever. I usually have forms wrong. Are they an educational organization that we can get servers from?
Well, apparently Wikimedia's already gotten some servers from them.
Okay, well, we can always do that.
We could do a... Ooh.
We got this project started, though, with talking with Camaggio.
Camaggio.
We can just put together a proposal to evolve the wiki really. What is that? I think that is I am clean.
Is he doing dishes?
I think we might be putting him to sleep, so maybe he's falling against the computer keyboard.
Well, the Wikipedia's fundraiser just raised $1 million. How much does a server cost? A single server?
But it's not just the server. It would be a server plus bandwidth. So we have to think about that. DM
well,
says that you can't hear me reliably. You can hear us reliably, though, DM?
DM?
I'm hearing something in the background, but it's very faint and it's got an ugly ring.
Yeah, that's just the digital rain thing.
Okay,
Actually, no, that's not a ring, it's an echo.
Oh, well, that might be me, just a second. Do you hear it now?
HB, could you say something?
Something, something. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I can still barely hear him.
Yeah, that's why I was saying turn
3, 4.
We could both turn down our microphones and then just turn up the volume, but maybe we should do a fundraiser to get HB a new microphone.
Well, that would be nice.
Not really, but how much does a server cost? I never had to buy one.
I think the ones that we're ordering at my office are about $5,000.
Well, the ones we'd be looking for would be a lot less than that. I mean, at least for the sandbox server, we're looking for a record box, something that you know, could be about 3 years old or so. That would be perfect for us.
I've got some friends that might know some stuff about servers. Maybe I could give them a call. If Wikipedia could get $1 million and we get 1.1% of that, that would be enough to get us a good sandbox server.
It's all in showing that there's some real targeted use for it, I think. I don't think that the concept of the server is going to be met with that kind of resistance, but we have to show what it can be used for. We've already come up with like a hundred things, so I think that motivating from that perspective is one of the things that Charlie brought up was actually managing the system. Sorry, go ahead, Russ.
The WMF Foundation have a lot of free server space? Can't we just piggyback on them for a while?
Well, what we want, though, which would be different from the servers that are deploying presently, would be an isolated server. Right now, they're deploying clustered servers to do caching or to do serving of pages or stuff like that. They're cookie-cutter servers. We need a server, not a cookie-cutter server, to be able to run some of the things that we want to run. Eventually, we'd like to, you know, have a cookie-cutter server
like there's another conversation going on, it's bleeding into us or something.
Well, we should be hearing Charlie more.
Is he the one that's doing all that heavy breathing?
I'm not quite sure who's the heavy breather here. Maybe it's DM.
I'm not doing any heavy breathing.
Who is?
I went to a great deal of trouble to ensure that I had a reasonably good microphone. Because when I do reading for the blind, I have to produce quality sound files.
Hey, that would be a good project for the voice over IP people, is to do Wikipedia spoken articles.
There's actually a project that's already started for the spoken article stuff. But
yeah, just
with that.
But we could have just a reading meeting where we just pick a random article and read it and have somebody just cut up all the articles we read during the hour or something. Here it comes again.
Well, there's this blind woman in, I think it's Denmark, that I've done some reading for. And I think that for dry technical stuff, that screen readers probably work just fine for her. The material that she likes a human to read is fiction, is stuff where tone of voice and emotional timbre is important.
Hmm. Is there any free books that we could convert to voice files? Like open source books?
I'm sure there are. What's that one site? Gutenberg, Project Gutenberg.
Ah, yeah. Oh, no, we won't be able to hear HB anymore if a human takes, I mean, if he gets off mute. You want to set up a topic of discussion for these things every week? Clunk. Hello? Yes, Jen, we're going over the agenda. We're being professional about the stuff. You better get down here before we lose focus.
We have an agenda?
Bark, bark.
That's me.
You keep crashing back there.
The IAS qualifier that I'm using on the Mac really sucks. Poor JWS is out there, he's just logging out with me. It crashes less with me than with him, but he was in and out, and out, and out, and out, on the first conference. I wonder if I could figure out the sign thing, the echo will dissipate. Go ahead.
Yeah. When's Cormac normally on? Is he in a time zone that he can't make these conversations?
No, not necessarily. I think he's either in England or he's on UTC, I think, anyway. But we can arrange for him to be in these conversations. He's been scarce in general.
What time is it now? Well, actually, in the...
Let me take Charlie off. Okay, Charlie, you're off the mute if you want to unmute yourself. You can join our conversation. You were saying something about...
Cormac is currently 4 in the morning. That's why he's not on.
That's a good reason.
if he was hard for you, come on. Now he hasn't been around much at all during the day in IRC.
I come and go too. Maybe we should invite like some of our prominent contributors onto this thing. Is Robert Elliott ever going to... I know he's around. He's uploading stuff.
I don't ever see him in IRC, so. The only people so far who have been invited are people who are already in IRC. Not that anyone can't join, it's just that only good people in IRC would opt out join the way that we would do it in court.
Oh, well. What do you think we... What topic should we pick next time?
It doesn't really matter. What we need to do is to sort of work out some kinks in the actual software stuff. The echo is bearable for us, but I think it's going to be terrible if we have participants who are extremely patient. So getting some of these things ironed out is going to be important. So whatever you guys want to talk about, I think it's going to be cool.
I think Charlie's back.
Charlie? I think the quote-unquote heavy breathing or moaning or whatever it is, I think that's a digital artifact. The server we're on doesn't have an accurate timing source, so the timing is kind of wandering. I think that's why we're getting some of the echoing. Seems to be worse from the guys who are using mods. I'm not sure if that's part of the IAX part, or if that's just because they have better microphones than us.
I just need a headset.
But the rest of you, you don't have any bad feedback. And I can just barely hear myself speaking back.
And somebody's breathing into the mic again.
Not I.
Who is doing it then?
Charlie?
That'll just be our ghost. You've got a ghost haunting Wikiverse.
Four of us. I'm sure that's Charlie.
Yeah. We're not teaching drums right now.
We did provide the Robert Elliott user link.
We're not teaching anything right now.
Has Wikiversity taught anyone anything?
Taught me not to click on links that you...
We're not learning anything right now.
Oh, I can hear somebody.
We are at recess.
Yay.
Robert Elliott. Filmmaking instructor.
About me.
This guy's a profession.
Email me, direct me. Direct.
I have dial-up access.
He's bad to the bone.
He's doing filmmaking over dial-up access. I hate to see if he's going to actually grade some of these courses and try to download the videos. At very slow speed.
Sucky finally got the, he's finally got his nav templates. His nav templates working.
Yeah, somebody was waiting for nav templates.
They're pretty.
He's done a lot of work, there's no doubt about it.
He's a prolific guy. And we can see that he's got a very clear vision of how he wants things to go. It's good in a way, because he has a very focused whereas like some of the CS courses.
Huh. Did y'all know we had a category for software review?
Yeah, there was some kind of software testing page I was talking to a while back ago.
It looks like it's all populated by Robert and all that stuff.
No, these were Germans. Something bled over from the German Wikipedia, or Wikiverse.
No, that's possible.
Well, if you guys aren't sick of hearing me, my voice or whatever it is, I don't know how.
Charlie, do you hear that echo?
I don't know what I did, but you know, I didn't mean to. I didn't mean any harm or anything.
Oh, we were just hearing you talk on the cell phone in the background, and we thought you might have reversed the mute.
You could hear.
Oh,
you
could well, see, I hadn't talked to I haven't talked to Fungal Monk in several years. You know, it's been like a year and a half, maybe.
That's all right. We're trying to tell you that you muted us and not your mic.
It's okay. We muted you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I wasn't.
No.
All right.
It's okay.
It's interesting to listen to you at the beginning.
Yeah, we got half the conversation.
Well, I do have a really interesting. Report.
Yeah.
About an interesting report about Wikicast.
Yeah.
That's where Grace Note came from.
Yeah, I saw it too. That was part of the page.
And JW is sitting over there now. We're both over there. And I've been looking through their docs and following some leads.
Charlie, do they actually have any content over there? I was looking around. I couldn't snag any.
And they have a wiki site that runs on MediaWiki. And I went on and went over there and registered an account. And got a user page up over there, and I've already talked to several folk. They're extremely interested in what we're doing. And we expressed an interest in what they were doing. And it looks like we have a sort of a limited partnership.
We give them material, and they broadcast us. We don't even have to set up a web radio.
They do have some content.
Oh, they're looking for our web radio?
They are not GFDL. They are Creative Commons Share Alike.
Why can't we have why did we have to use a different licensing than all the rest of the free movement?
Well, we're a documentation. Wikiversity is going to have to look at licenses.
Can we do a license?
You'll notice a red link on the Wikio page for a...
licenses for what?
There's a red link on the wiki old page called licenses. And then there's a topic, legals, legal department, legal department. Legal department.
But can't we just do a
and it's generic. It's up to the individual artist to choose what license they want to license their original content under.
Yeah, but if they license it CC and GDFL, can we use it and Wikicast use it?
GDFL is made for documentation. It's not made for music.
Well, I thought everything on the site was GDFL.
Everything on Wikiversity is currently general free documentation license, GNU free documentation license.
Including the sound files?
Wikiversity is a dynamic. A dynamic entity. Capable of changing and adapting to its environment.
What kind of license is that you're talking about, Charlie?
Creative Commons.
You're talking about licensing for...
If you go over to the MediaWiki Commons, or any MediaWiki project, when you do an upload, you can choose a license.
Okay, so we can use that.
And that's for each individual file. Just look at your option when you upload a file over there. There's a drop-down list, and you can choose a Creative Commons license, share alike if you want. Or attribution, or some rights reserved. What we need is repositories.
And a little bit of differentiation.
And you categorize license by license. You can select content by license. Just explore the commons. Wikicast can go to the commons anytime they want and find. Things with a CCSA license and stream it.
Yeah, there's actually two issues though, Charlie, if you want to promote this,
as long as they respect the protocols of the license.
There's a performance.
There is no us and them anymore. It's just us.
This is futile.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Oh, either someone came in or they left.
is New Area, there's only a university.
I really lost the end of the game.
What?
Yeah, I think I'm getting a cold over here. My head hurts from dealing with my sinuses. Probably should get some sleep.
Charlie. Charlie, do you hear us?
Yeah? I can hear you.
I can hear you, or can you hear me, Kirk?
I can hear you. CQ, who is that that's all garbled there, real loud and distorted?
That's me.
It's probably you. You who? Russ?
Maybe my computer is catching my cold.
Those cold laden computers. Just unplug and don't spread that virus onto the network, okay? There we go. Charlie?
Yeah.
You think we'll be able to get something going with the guys at Mickey's house?
Thank you.
Charlie?
Yeah? Oh. Sorry, I was talking to the Wikicast people. Something going with Wikicast? We already have. Excuse me. I feel coffee. Do 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 do. Did y'all hear that cat? I think I better go let him out. Be back in a minute. No, hang on just a second.
It's WikiCat. Yeah, that's what we could call a radio station. WikiCat. And during the station break, we'd have a cat meowing in the background or something.
Okay, I'm back.
All cat, all the time. Charlie, what kind of interviews did they do?
I heard these terms one time. They were about latency. And there's two terms. There's web. WebSAG and net and net lag. WebSAG is propagation delay. Net lag. Net lag is, what do you call the time it takes a transistor to switch? Skew rate?
Machine lag?
The skew rate, you know, like a Schmidt trigger. A Schmidt trigger is a switch, it's kind of like hysteresis, but it's a... switch... You know what a sharp trigger is, right? Schmidt trigger. Switching time to go from a 1 to a 0.
$106,000. Guaranteed $106,000. If you see the LA,
no.
wiki 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 yo.
Down here.
What kind of noise is that? How did you make that sound?
Make what sound?
I don't know, it sounded like a sort of a rhythmic, sounded like somebody's drive shaft was broken, you know. Sounded like a car with a broken, with really bad U-joints. Yeah, that, right there, that was it. That sounds like a
TV.
Yeah.
I guess the recording bunch is over, so I'll sign off here.
Okay. Alrighty then.
This is EMCT. Sign it off. 73.
Okay. It's a 16 degrees Fahrenheit here.
Okay. Right.
So I'll be able to go ice skating in the morning. And that'll be fun.